Good morning. And coming up on the 29th of June is the kickoff for the K-Hai Grand Prix. Here to tell us more about what that is and how you can get involved is Katie Sievertson, who is the K-Hai Cross Country Coach. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me. And yeah, tell us about, first off, maybe tell us a little bit about the K-Hai Cross Country team.
Oh, thanks for asking. Last year was my first year coaching, and we had a squad of about 25 kids. We graduated a couple and had a teeny tiny freshman class. And so this summer, we've just started doing a tiny bit of preseason work together, but it looks to be a similar size squad of about 20 to 25 kids and a large incoming freshman class, which is really exciting. Last year, we were fortunate to have some really hard workers. We had the top male runner in the region. So I'm hoping that we can continue to train really hard, do a repeat, and have a more normal season this coming year with a little bit more travel and a little bit more actual head-to-head racing with other schools.
And what does the cross-country, how do you train? Where do you train? Are there certain, events, so to speak, or how does cross-country work?
Sure. Cross country is in so many ways, it's one of the best and most magical sports, in my opinion. Everybody's got their ball sport jam, but I think cross country is great because it's just a bunch of kids running in the woods. So the difference between cross country and track is that you're on trail in the woods instead of running around the oval, which, has its time and place and has its fun. We run most of our training runs and our race out at Ward Lake. Both boys and girls run 5K, which is 3.1 miles for the race. And for our training runs, we'll do anywhere between 2 up to 7 miles. Sometimes the kids run kind of slow and easy just to build up that aerobic base. Sometimes we crank up the speed and run as fast as we can, especially up hills. That's another thing that makes cross country a little bit special and a little bit unique.
Tell us now about the Grand Prix that is coming up. What is this event?
So I'm really excited to be trying this out. A Grand Prix is a series of races, and instead of running one time against other runners competing for the fastest time and the best placement, that's part of a Grand Prix. But the real deal with a Grand Prix is that you're actually collecting points over a series of running events. So we have 5 races. They'll be held every Tuesday night, beginning June 29 and going through July 27. And each Tuesday evening, we'll be running a different route and a different distance. So you do get points for your placement. The fastest male and female will receive 100 points each. And then as you go down to second place, third place, and so on, you receive 5 fewer points, all the way down to 20th place, which will receive only 5 points. But you don't only get points for placement. You also get points just for showing up. If cross country kids come out and run, they get bonus points for being a cross country kid. If people call me up and want to volunteer or help out, I'll throw a bunch of points at them. And what we do is at the end of the series, we tally up all the points, and whoever has the most points will receive prizes. So the top 3 male and female point earners, plus the top under 18 male and female point earners, will receive prizes. And that includes some pottery made by my husband, Leif Sievertson, of Bigfoot Pottery, as well as free entry into any Ketchikan Running Club event in the coming year.
This isn't just for cross country team members and students. It's for anyone, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is wide open to the community, and kids as well as adults are invited. And I'm guilty of saying runners all the time, but we would also love to welcome run walkers or walkers as well.
This is a fundraiser, is it not? Or no?
Yeah, it is. So you can run an individual race if you want to. Each race is $10. Or if you want to go all in and run the whole series, you'll get a 10% discount and pay $45. And the Ketchikan Running Club is partnering with K-Hai Cross Country to sponsor this event. And they've been generous to give Cross Country 100% of the proceeds. So right now, I'm kind of earmarking those funds to help out with travel costs. If we end up not needing the funds that we raise for travel costs, because the school district is very generous in allocating travel funds to all of our athletic teams, we're pretty desperate for new uniforms. So I'm just going to kind of wait and see exactly where this money is needed. Travel's the first priority because we want our kids to travel and compete. But if that's taken care of, we're going to get some new fancy uniforms.
Is this something you have to register for in advance, or can you show up and register on the day of each event?
Registration in advance would be preferred, just to have everything dialed in and ready to go. So you can find more information at the Ketchikan Running Club website, which is ketchikanrunningclub.com. Or if you search run sign up, one word, KHIXC Grand Prix, the registration page will pop right up. And the online registration is super smooth. The running club has just rolled this out this year, and it's a really easy process.
Registering in advance, is there a deadline to do that? Can you do it the day of the race? Do you need to do it, several days before? How far in advance do you need to do that?
That's a really good question. So to register for the whole series, the deadline is the day of the first race. If you want to do just one race, the registration deadline online is the day before, I believe at 11:59 p.m. for each individual race. And if you end up rolling up toward Lake and meeting me at the beach last minute, I have no problem squeezing you in. It's just a little bit easier to have everything prepared with the right number of bibs and safety pins and blah, blah, blah. But everybody's invited, and I would love to have as many participants as possible. I think this is a great way for the community to come out and support a team that we don't get to see compete very often. You know, we only have one home race every season. So this is a way to support the kids even before the season starts.
And these start on they're Tuesday nights. It starts on the 29th. What time do they begin?
Races are going to kick off at 6 p.m. So I recommend showing up 10, even 15 minutes earlier.
And these are all at Ward Lake, correct?
Yep, everything's at Ward Lake, so I'll be posted up right at the main beach, and we've got different routes all over the place. We're going to start our first run with just two laps around the lake, just to kind of keep it simple. Another route we'll run is the actual cross-country race route, which involves a little bit of a trip down Frog Ponds, a lap around the lake, and I'm hoping to do a run up and down Perseverance. That's my personal favorite trail to run in Ketchikan. And then we also have a long loop, the kids call it, that the cross-country team has historically used, which is 7 miles and kind of includes a little tour of almost all the trails in the Ward Lake area. You know, you get your Ward Creek, you get your Salvage, you get your Pipeline, you get your Frog Ponds. So it'll also be a great way to tour the Ward Lake area, and you know, maybe for folks to try running some trails or walking some trails that they haven't tried lately or in a while.
You also mentioned you're looking for volunteers. What types of duties and activities do you have for volunteers?
Oh man, I wish I had had that all planned out. That's going to be a seat of my pants kind of a thing. You know, the biggest thing could be a little bit of like a safety situation, having folks on the route directing people to the right way, because, you know, I always think my directions are excellent, but man, they really never are. So there could be some help with some turnaround for some of our longer routes. A little bit of a water station would be great, as well as just some setup and cleanup stuff. There's always a lot to do last minute before a race. So there's lots of tasks, and I'm willing to take any and all help. I mean, even if you just want to stand around and ring a cowbell, I would throw some points at you for that.
Okay, if people want to volunteer, not necessarily sign up for the race, how would they contact you?
Email would be preferred. My school district email address is katie.sievertson@k21schools.org. And to see that in writing, you can visit the Ketchikan Running Club website, or you can give me a call at 907-355-1334.
Okay, and we will we post our interviews on our website at krbd.org, so I'll be sure to put your phone number and links to the registration with that as well.
Perfect.
All right, anything else that you wanted to mention this morning?
No, I appreciate you helping us spread the word. And oh, actually, you know what? I thought of one more thing I forgot to mention. Prospective cross-country runners, if you get in touch with me directly, I have a secret coupon code that will give you a 50% discount. Ketchikan runner or cross-country runners will be participating whether they're paying or not, because this will be part of our preseason practice, is to have the kids run in these races. But if they want to be eligible for the prizes, they are going to need to pony up a little bit. But I do have a very steep discount for those guys. So if you guys haven't gotten in touch with me yet and would like that coupon code, just give me a shout and I'll hook it right up.
Okay, great. All right, well, thank you very much for joining me this morning and giving us more information about the KHI Grand Prix. Again, that's starting on the 29th of June. Thank you very much for joining me, Katie Sievertson.
Thank you.